Four centuries ago, Galileo Galilei declared,
"The universe cannot be read until we have learnt the language and become familiar with the characters in which it is written. It is written in mathematical language, and the letters are triangles, circles, and other geometrical figures, without which means it is humanly impossible to comprehend a single word. Without these, one is wandering about in a dark labyrinth."
Mathematics is the light that leads scientists out of the dark labyrinth of misunderstanding. Sure, telescopes and microscopes, observations and experiments have a role to play. But I believe mathematics is the driving force behind modern science. We celebrate the scientific genius of Albert Einstein, but what about the pioneering mathematicians on whose shoulders he undoubtedly stood? Particle physicists today are deeply indebted to a mathematician who was killed in a duel just after the French Revolution. And the mathematics of a Napoleonic soldier is the reason that you can hear me now. I should probably declare an interest at this point. I'm a mathematician. And in my view, mathematics is the language of the universe. Mathematics is the queen of science.
A Brief History of Mathematics with Marcus de Sautoy.
In Europe, in the late 17th century, where this brief history of mathematics begins, two exceptional mathematicians, one pure, Gottfried Leibniz, and the other more applied, Isaac Newton, were working on the same problem at the same time. Sir Isaac Newton, that great hero of British science, was described in an early school report as being
inattentive and idle.